Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
When you're cooking, you're in the kitchen, you're doing laundry, is the TV always on in the house? So many of us have that going on. Is that good, bad, indifferent for our kids? Should they be hearing our background of Grey's Anatomy or, you know, Breaking Bad, whatever you've got? Does that affect your kids? Well, my guest is Matt LaPierre, and he's assistant professor in communication studies at the University of North Carolina, Wilmington. So, Dr. LaPierre, are you... You've done this study about this daily background television. Tell us a little bit about what are our children hearing?
Yeah, so the study looked at the amount of exposure children faced on a typical day from background television. And what we mean by background television is if the television's on in the immediate vicinity of the child, but the child's not actually attending to that content. So as opposed to foreground viewing, which is, you know, directed viewing and the child seated maybe watching SpongeBob or watching Sesame Street, this is not something that they're actually really engaged in.
Okay, so if the topic of whatever you're watching happens to be something that's a little bit over their head, you know, is that something then we should be cognizant of, or should we, are you letting us know by this study that we shouldn't be having this TV on, maybe just music, or that we need to make sure the shows are appropriate?
So we were just looking at the amount of exposure, and what we found was that children were exposed to nearly 4 hours of background content on a given day. Yeah, we were completely floored by the numbers. I mean, we expected it to be greater than foreground exposure, you know, the direct viewing, which is, you know, anywhere between an hour to 2 hours a day for the average kid. You know, we thought maybe a little over that, but not for almost 4 hours. It's 230 minutes a day. In terms of the effect, like I said, we didn't actually look at content. We couldn't really look at content based on our methodology. But a lot of previous research on background television has suggested that it is something that parents and children should be concerned with.
Well, I've caught myself sometimes, you know, watching a particular show and my kids are running around in the middle of everything. And I go, whoa, you know, that isn't something that they should be hearing. And mm-hmm. But does just that background noise, sort of the white noise of the TV, can that harm the children's cognitive functioning? Can it affect their play? Do they stop and listen?
Yes. So there's some evidence showing that it does impact cognitive functioning. I think, you know, as with all these new studies, you know, not new studies, but this is a new area. So we definitely need more, you know, more rigorous exploration of what background television is doing. But the evidence does show that children, and you actually use a term called white noise. I'd actually say something quite different than that. I mean, white noise is supposed to be unobtrusive, right? But what we typically find with television, you know, no matter what kind of content it is that it's loud. They use, you know, a fair amount of sound effects. They use things to orient attention to the screen. And so we think it's that's probably the most problematic aspect of background television.
So you're right. It isn't white noise, as I said. Sometimes the kids will be running by and they stop and listen because, you know, maybe it's something that they hear a gunfire or they hear something, whatever we happen to be watching. So I would imagine it can also change their social play if they're busy doing something and then all of a sudden their attention is taken away by whatever their parents have on.
Yes, exactly. In fact, friends of ours or colleagues of ours at the University of Massachusetts did a study looking at exactly that. So they had children, infants and toddlers, play with their parents in a lab setting, and they did it without a background television and with a background television. And what they found was that overwhelmingly, children, you know, in those situations where the television was on the background, the child didn't play as thoroughly with their parent as they did when there wasn't a television.
Wow. So what are you advising to kind of get some simple steps, things that parents can do to reduce that background television? I mean, we kind of sometimes want to watch when we're doing these things.
Yeah, I mean, some of it's just changing the way we think about, you know, our exposure as adults. You know, I have a very young child, and you know, it can be lonely to be with a child during the day, so you might need the TV on just to help you feel like you have some sort of companionship. I mean, one way is just to look at it that is to say, you know, this may have a fair effect on my child. But there are specific things. We looked at that in the study, is what was linked to greater exposure in the home. And one of the most important factors was bedroom television. So kids who had a television in their bedroom were exposed to an hour more of background television on a given day. And the other part was just homes where the TV was almost a piece of furniture or audio furniture, where, you know, the TV was on even if no one was watching. I mean, that seems to make, you know, of course that makes sense. But just that idea that parents can say, wait, no one's watching this, why not just shut it off?
I think right there is some of the best advice. And also the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that you do not have a television in your child's bedroom, because it can affect so many things. And certainly, as you said, Matt, before dinner or before bedtime, because then, you know, especially if you're watching some show that is above their heads, it can actually affect their ability to fall asleep, can't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and I've seen that in my, you know, in the case of my own daughter, if she's watching something that's just a little scary that she wasn't actually supposed to be watching. But, you know, you get later in the evening, you get more adult content, and she's all of a sudden very afraid to go to sleep. And, you know, I mean, there's also...
And you realize it's your fault, and you catch yourself going, I cannot believe I let them hear that.
Yes, there is that moment where you're like, oh, there are ears here that are not adult ears, or eyes that aren't adult eyes.
I mean, clearly there are so many shows these days, and it's getting more and more and more with cable, and, you know, that are so inappropriate. And so I think that if, you know, music is a great way to keep something going in the house that makes it feel like you have that companion. And it does. Would music have the same effect as background TV, or no?
Well, this is one of those, I mean, that's a great question, and it's one of those questions that you just need more study on. You know, the studies that have looked at background television have looked at, you know, more formal background television, in the sense that, you know, Jeopardy, which has all those traditional trappings of television. Music certainly doesn't seem to have that, although...
What would your opinion be? I mean, what would you think if you had to just guess, pre-guess of a study on music, would you think it would have the same effect?
I'd have to say no.
Because I wouldn't think so either. I mean, I just, unless you have some kind of crappy music that's like really heavy metal screaming something, I wouldn't think it would have the same effect on kids as that TV could, in the case of your child, you know, change the nighttime bedtime routine. Or, you know, unless it's like kind of different music, I would think that that's kind of a good way to keep the house mellow and get rid of that TV. So, I mean, basically, this study is telling us that we're all shocked at how much TV really is being played in the house all the time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, definitely. So it's you know, it's just one of these things that parents should be, you know, pretty mindful of. It's just
pretty
how
mindful.
Often that thing is on. Yeah, or quite mindful.
Well, no, I agree with you. I mean, I when I read this before doing the show, I was shocked myself, because it just seems like so much time that it's on, and I started kind of paying attention. So I hope this study does for the parents listening, Matt, what it did for me and got me to sort of pay attention. So thank you so much. Parents, turn the TV off. Try something else. Try music. Try talking to your kids. There's a novel idea, but it's really something great. And remember, you can always get more information and listen anytime right here at RadioMD.com. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Healthy Children, and you can get more information on their consumer website, healthychildren.org. And this is all from the American Academy of Pediatrics. So remember, we have more great show coming up, and you can podcast these shows as well. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.